We have caught up with Tasos Ioannidis from AMG International, and today we are focusing a little bit on their ministry in Turkey, given everything that's going on right now and the changing situations in Turkey. So Tasos, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
You know, when we were talking about doing an interview focusing on ministry avenues in Turkey, the thing that you said was, you know, given the way things are changing, and that has kind of an ominous ring considering the direction that Turkey has been going. So why don't we just kind of outline, first of all, the things that are changing, and then we'll kind of go from there. So, you know, what we know of Turkey for a long time, it was kind of under the radar screen, and all of a sudden you have this guy Erdogan, and things shifted specifically toward becoming more sympathetic to Islam. In fact, I think he said it, he just outright said he wants to be an Islamic state. Where do we go from there?
That is actually a great question. Turkey has changed a lot over the last few years, particularly since there was a coup attempt in 2016 when certain elements of the military attempted to overthrow Erdogan. It was already heading towards a more Islamic direction, but since the coup in 2016, Turkey has become even more restrictive. There seems to be a lot of even paranoia on the part of the president, and there have been growing restrictions for people who are working in ministry, particularly Western missionaries who are serving in Turkey. So we have seen this growing environment where there are growing restrictions as we try to share the good news in Turkey, and it's definitely heading towards a more Islamic direction. How far it will go, we don't know at this point. Also, another contributing factor to all of this is for many years, Turkey was trying to come closer to the European Union, to open up and become part of the European Union. And because not enough progress was being made and Europeans were not really too excited about allowing Turkey to become part of the European Union too quickly. The Turks have kind of become disenchanted with the Europeans, and that has also contributed to the growing restrictions and enmity, or maybe enmity is too strong a word, but dislike for Westerns, Western people and for European people. And then, of course, on top of all of that, you've had the refugee crisis that hit in recent years. Turkey at this point has more than 3.5 million refugees within its border from Syria. So it has been trying to use the threat of basically allowing these refugees to continue their trip to Europe to get money from the European Union to keep them in Turkey, releasing a number of them on occasion just to remind them that it still has that leverage that at any time they can let millions of refugees enter Europe. So the relationships between Turkey and the European Union and then also the US has been strained. And that's the environment in which we operate. There is a growing Islamization of the country, and there are growing restrictions on Western missionaries in the country.
That's a mouthful, because it just leads to so many questions about, you know, what's going to happen from here. You know, the latest stories indicated that Turkey is deporting ISIS militants out of their country, and they're kind of scattering them throughout Europe. That's not going to really help with relations if they're releasing what we might term terrorists into the general public.
That is correct. And that is an ongoing concern. The European powers, Greece, which is right next door, they have increased the scrutiny of the people that are coming from Turkey. And they have identified on occasion people who are tied to ISIS. So this is a very big concern, because as ISIS has been scattered from Syria, those individuals are trying to go back to Europe, because some of them came from Europe or other places. And it is a concern that these hardened terrorists will enter Western countries, and people are very concerned about that.
So given that situation, given the paranoia that tends to surround folks coming, well, just the I'm not sure how to say this. People who have analyzed the situation when it comes to situations that affect believers indicate that the Turks tend to believe conspiracy theories very quickly. And that feeds into the distrust and mistrust of Christians, because of that whole ideology of to be Turk is to be Muslim is to be Turk. So where does that put AMG's work? I mean, what are you guys doing, and how have you seen openness in a situation where mistrust is really key?
Yes. AMG has been supporting ministry activities in Turkey for the last 30 years, and we have primarily engaged by using media to proclaim the good news, to basically give an opportunity for people to respond. We have used newspapers in the past. More recently, we have been using the internet to basically publish the gospel message. And then people who work, we will engage with the people who respond. One thing about Turkey is, when you look at demographics in Turkey, it's 99.8% Muslim, and the number of evangelical believers in the country is tiny. Out of 80 million, only very few thousand would be followers of Christ. So there is a very small but growing local Christian population. And our prayer is that these local believers, those local nationals, will remain strong in their faith. They'll continue to proclaim the gospel with boldness. And we are glad, because as Western missionaries, a lot of them have faced deportation or have been banned from re-entry into Turkey. Those local believers will have to carry the load and the burden of staying faithful to the gospel and advancing the gospel. So there is, in one sense, a transition that is going on to the local church, and our prayer is that God will strengthen those local believers, that it will give them boldness. We will continue to work with them and support them and assist them as much as we can in their efforts to proclaim the good news. And if history teaches us anything, is that whenever there has been growing persecution of Christians in closed societies like that, God has responded many times with phenomenal and unexpected growth of the local church in ways that nobody could dream or imagine. And our prayer is that God will strengthen the local church and use it to advance the gospel in unprecedented ways in Turkey.
You've mentioned a lot of things that, you know, I don't have to ask questions about. But the last thing I would like to know is, how can people pray into this situation?
They can be praying for the local, they can be praying for the missionaries who are still serving in Turkey. Since the beginning of the year, we know of at least 60 individuals. And then, of course, you'd have to add their wives and families that have been deported or have been banned from re-entry into Turkey. So there is a growing opposition to Western missionaries. We need to be praying for the missionaries who are there, that God will protect them, that God will help them to continue to serve the purpose for which He has put them there, that He will strengthen their ministry. We can be praying for the local leadership of the local churches, that they will remain strong, in the faith, that they will be bold in proclaiming the good news. And then we can be praying that the opportunities to use the internet, to use media, to proclaim the good news, the opportunity to go into cities and towns and do evangelistic activities, that those will continue to remain open and that we will be able to share the gospel with a country that desperately needs to hear it.